نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واذكرن ما يتلى في بيوتكن من آيات الله والحكمة إن الله كان لطيفا خبيرا صدق الله العلي العظيم. Honorable mothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of this universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The topic for today, honorable mothers and sisters, is seeing that I went to Iran recently. I'll speak about that. But as an introduction, I just want to speak about one other topic as well. When we look at South Africa, then they tell us that tomorrow is Mother's Day. They tell us that tomorrow is Mother's Day. I want you to know that what is a mother, who is a mother, what is a rank and status in Islam, and then we will come to the mothers of this Ummah and we'll continue with the topic. In the Quran Kareem, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla says, حَمَلَتُ أُمُّهُ وَهَنًا عَلَىٰ وَهَنٍ, that our mothers, when they were pregnant and expecting us, then they carried us upon one weakness upon another. So as the pregnancy progressed, they were getting weaker and weaker, the feet were getting swollen, and most of you will know about these issues. So our mothers carried us for 8-9 months, Second, when you give birth, because it's matter of life and death, hence the name labor pain. Then third, after birth, you find that you are breastfeeding the child, the baby. These are things that no male can do. Only the mother, the female can do. So it shows, therefore, in Islam, Mustafa Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ummak, thumma ummak, thumma ummak, thumma abak. Your mother, your mother, your mother, thrice, and then your father. So in Islam, we elevate the rank of the mother so much, then Almighty Allah speaks of it in the Quran, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Don't even tell your parents uff, meaning any word to hurt their feelings and criticize them. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Don't criticize them and speak to them in a rough manner. Now, mothers, sisters, especially you, my young sisters and daughters, your parents are alive, you must learn this dua, O young sister. What is the dua? Surah 17, verse 24. Surah 17:17, verse 24. Rabbirhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Oh, my beloved Allah, have mercy on them, my parents. Hey, they nurtured me. They brought me up whilst I was small, a baby. What tantrums we used to throw. We used to cry and perform. But that beloved mother, that beloved father, what was sacrifice they made. I give you one story of a mother and a father, just to show you. I went to Dubai, I went to London, I went to New York alone, for example. Normally I go with my wife everywhere. But example, I went alone. My mother passed away in 97, rahimahullah, Allah give them all Jannatul Firdaus. Anyway, mothers and sisters, now when I came back from Dubai and London and New York and where have you, my beloved wife is there, my beloved mother is there. Wife asked, oh Hazhabi, what did you bring for me? And mother asked, oh beta, did khana khaya, did you eat? This is the pure love of a mother, unconditional love. It is not motivated by anything. So you, my young daughter, and my young son, or whoever it is, you must go to your mother, embrace her, kiss her, and ask her for a du'as. And you must make daily du'a for her. رَبِّرْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. Our Islam, mothers and sisters, is the best for the East, West and everywhere. It's got nothing to do with the secular kafir custom and culture. Whole year, dump them in the old age home, put them in the hospice. One day in a year, you make Mother's Day, Father's Day, bring one present and say we fulfill. No, Islam condemns that. We say, Al-Jannatu Tahta Aqdamil Ummahat. Islam lies by the feet of the mother. So imagine. Father, One day, you know, in olden days, you were staying there in a location. I used to come to Lodium in those times also in a location. And was it famous street, your headed location?
Boom Street.
There's it, Boom Street. So you come to Boom Street, so we had our house and we had our stoop. We should call it stoop those days, the veranda. So the father and the son were sitting there in the stoop, in the veranda. So father asked, "Oh, beta, what is that there on the tree?" So the son answered nicely. He said, "Oh, Abu, oh, Abi, it is a bird." Thereafter, the father asked after 30 seconds, 40 seconds, "Oh, beta, what is that there on the tree?" So second time he answered nicely, "Oh, Abu, oh, Abi, it's a bird." After 1 minute, the father asked, now the son was finished. He lost his cool, his temper. He said, "Father, are you deaf? What, can't you understand? How many times must I tell you? It's a bird, I just told you this." The father wants to teach his son what wisdom. He goes, he takes out his diary and he reads, "Beta, 25 years ago we were sitting here in this stoop, in this veranda, and you asked me, oh Abu, oh Abi, that what is that there? And you asked me 15 times. And each time I answered you with love and compassion, oh beloved son, it is a bird, it is a bird. Today I asked you 3 times and you blew your fuse." Now the son realized, what am I doing? Don't we do this, mothers and sisters? Don't get caught up. Today the problem is this. The men are busy with Hollywood. The women are busy with Bollywood. The children are busy with Robin Hood. And all this nonsense here. Don't get caught up in this culture. We have our own Sharia. We have our own system. This is the rank of our mother and father. When my mother, I am today what I am with Allah's help first and foremost. And that is my mother. My mother in 68, she went to the Ustad Hafiz Dimalia and my beloved Ustad. She went there and said, "Hafizab," because Hafizab used to read so beautiful, he just came to Heidelberg that time. And he said, "Hafizab, mane poiro ne Hafiz banawano." So Hafizab said, "Come next day, bring your son. I am this young boy, 10, 11 years old." So when I went, Hafizab started shouting me. I'm alone with shivering. He said, "You don't even know how to read Quran looking inside. How are you going to become Hafiz? But now your mother, I gave her my word. Now come, let's teach you." So mother crying, making dua, father making dua, Ustad then teaching me. And subhanAllah, I finished Quran first compared to all. It's a mother's dua. You don't take your mother's dua, you will never make it. You will be a failure. You must remember that. That is our mother. Islam taught us, it's my mothers and sisters, who is our father and mother. After demise, my father passed away 82 in Ramadan. My mother passed away in 97. Till today we must make dua for them. Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim was 41. This is Islam. The hukuk, the rights of the parents continues even after the death and demise. And what dua are we going to read for our beloved parents? As long as they passed away as Muslim, رَبَّنَا فِلِّي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive the believer. Forgive my beloved parents. Forgive the believers. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. The day the accountability is established. So my young sisters and daughters, Surah 17, verse 24, if your parents are alive, and if your parents are deceased and they passed away as Muslim, Surah 14, verse 41. Now this is my father, my mother. When we speak about them, we relish and cherish all the wonderful moments we share. Don't we think about them sometime? So how many moments of joy and happiness, all this. So, but our mothers are ordinary people. Let us be honest about it. Now let us go to the topic at hand. Let us go to who? The wives of Mustafa Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are Ummahatul Mu'mineen. They are Ummul Mu'mineen. See what Quran says about our mothers, the consorts, the beloved wives of Mustafa Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before I go to that, let me just give you one hadith. You as a daughter, you as a young sister or whatever, Your father is upset with you. Your mother is upset with you. You must go. I don't want to hear your story. You must go and make peace with your mother, with your father. Go kiss their hand. Go and embrace them. And you go and ask them for forgiveness. Mustafa alayhi salam said, "Wa in zalama, wa in zalama, wa in zalama." Thrice Nabi alayhi salam said, "Dear son, dear daughter, that your parents might be wrong, but it is still your duty that you go and make peace with them." Okay? So that is one. And the second hadith, and I finish on that topic, then we'll go on. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam said, the hadith in Bayhaqi at Mishkat Sharif, "Kullu dhanbin, every sin, in sha'afa anhu wa in sha'adhabu." It is the prerogative of Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah forgives that person, or Almighty Allah punishes that person. But one sin, my young daughter, my young sister, illa uquq al-walidain. Except this crime, this sin, when we are disobedient, rebelliousness against our biological beloved parents. Allah Ta'ala then, Nabi alayhi salam is explaining, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُعَجِّلُ أُقُوبَتَهُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. Allah Ta'ala will punish that person in this world before death overtakes. Did you wonder why your marriage failed? Do you wonder why your shop got no barakat? Did you wonder why you got no peace and tranquility? Ask yourself the question, my sister, my daughter, did you take your parents' du'as? Were they happy with you? Are they happy with you? Or you told them, go fly a kite, I'm not interested in you. Today you married somebody who's rich and famous. Your parents are not so rich. You feel shy to even tell people that these are my parents. Is this what we want? Think about it seriously. It's an indictment. I go to Cape Town, I go PE, I go Durban, I go. Wallahi al-Azim, they take me to the old age home. And those ladies, they are crying. They say, we don't know you, but we hear you on the radio. You made time to come and see us. Our sons, we curse them. You want this in life? You will be history. You will never make it. You must take the dua, mother sisters. If you can't do that, then remember, we need to check our iman properly. This is for our mother. My mother, your mother, our father, your father. Now let's go to the topic. The wives and consorts of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I just take verses at random. An-Nabiyyu awla bil mu'minina min anfusihim wa azwajuhu aw ummahatuhum. An-Nabiyyu awla bil mu'minin. Mustafa, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has more authority over the believers than we have over ourselves. I have authority over my body. I want to wear this clothes. I want to do this. I want to do that. But Nabi Muhammad Mustafa alayhi salam has more authority over me than I have over myself. Okay? That is our belief in Quran. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasul. Islam, Muslim means that male, that female who submitted, who surrendered to Almighty Allah, to Mustafa alayhi salam, willingly, lovingly, sincerely. That is Islam. What is the rank of the wives? Same verse. Wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum, and they, the wives of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, they are the mothers of this ummah. Wala antankihu min ba'dihi abada. After the demise of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, none of you can marry the wives and the consorts of Nabi alayhi salam. They were mothers. So no sahabi, no one was allowed to marry them. Ya nisa an-nabi, lastunnaka ahadim minan nisa. Oh, you, the wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are not like any other woman. Now let's take 3-4 easy examples. Number one, our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. Who is Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha? She used to say, our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha, Allimu nisa'akum surat an-nur, go and teach your female surah an-nur, chapter 24. Why? There are so many issues there for the females to learn. Whether it is to do with zina, fornication, adultery, whether it had to do with social issues, whether it had to do with the home. Go read and learn the tafsir of Surah Nur, then you will understand. Allah forbid, this is Farsi, is Persian, naqal-e-kufr, kufr-nabashid. that some people made some allegations, Allah forbid, against our mother Siddiqa. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha weeping, crying. And she goes to her parents' place, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha, her mother Umme Ruman. Almighty Allah reveals 15 verses in Surah Nur. Allah reveals for Siddiqa Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha 15 verses. Allah exonerates her. Allah Ta'ala tells her that you are أُولَٰئِكَ مُبَرَّهُونَ مِمَّا يَقُولُونَ. Whatever these people are saying, you are totally bari, innocent, exonerated. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَتُهُ وَرِزْكُمْ كَرِيمٌ. For them is forgiveness. For them is great and honorable risk and sustenance. I just read the ending portion to tell you. The lady Siddiqa, when the Ruwan, the Ravis of Hadith used to take her name, they used to say Siddiqa too, that is Sayyidah Aisha's title, Siddiqa, and the father, Siddiq. Siddiqa to bintu Siddiq. Siddiqa, the daughter of Siddiq. So imagine. She narrated, reported 2,210 ahadith. Siddiqa, Sayyidah Aisha, radiallahu anha, mother, sisters, reported 2,210 ahadith via different chains of narration. If we have hatred, Allah forbid, we have doubts, we have waswasa and whisperings of shaitan against Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. You know what our Almighty Allah said in Surah Nur? At-tayyibatu lit-tayyibin wat-tayyibuna lit-tayyibat. الخبيثات للخبيثين والخبيثون للخبيثات. Allah's system is there that you, the wives, you are pure. Allah give you pure husband. You, the wives, are impure. Or the man is impure. So the wife becomes impure. Meaning that Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam is the purest of pure, the most beloved, the most precious to Allah. And the wives of Nabi alayhi salam are the most purest female. So look at the rank and status of these honorable ladies. That is the mothers of this ummah. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha lost her necklace twice. First time she lost the necklace, subhanallah. Allah revealed the verse of tayammum. Second time she lost the necklace, Allah revealed the verses in Surah Nur to exonerate her. That is why the Sahaba used to come and say, oh Aisha, to Sayyidina Abu Bakr, ma hi abi awwali barakatikum ya ala abi bakri. You did something which maybe seemed that, you know, is a problem for the ummah, now what must we do? But it turned out to be barakah and blessing for this ummah. Imagine. So why I'm mentioning, today when you go to Iran, you go to places where the Shias are, I don't say all, but I'll tell you many of them. They hate Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, and they hate Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anh. You must remember. I can show you so many books. What were statements they have written against Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha? You must remember, if we have hatred for our mother Siddiqa Sayyidina Aisha, if somebody hates your mother, you hate your own mother. I just told you the repercussions and the consequences just now. Therefore Allah put it in my head, tomorrow the non-Muslims say Mother's Day. Our ordinary mothers are ordinary mortals, and when we abuse them, hate them, these are the consequences. What will be the fate, F-A-T-E, of a person who hates Umm al-Mu'mineen Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha? Then Aisha, whom Mustafa alayhi salam used to say, Ya Humaira, oh, you Siddiqa with a red, red complexion. Then Aisha radiallahu anha, in whose house Mustafa alayhi salam passed away. Then Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, who softened the miswak and she gave it to Mustafa alayhi salam. She said, this is another distinction and another characteristic for me, that my busak, my ordinary saliva, mixed with the saliva of Mustafa alayhi salam. If you go into the virtues of Sayyidina Aisha, you go on and on. Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu anha. Who is Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu anha? The beloved daughter of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anha. If a person hates Sayyidina Umar, or they hate Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu anha, because she is the daughter of Sayyidina Umar, then such people, can we call them Muslim? Can we have unity with them? I ask you. When somebody is swearing your own mother, somebody is swearing your own father, you will not want to keep contact with them. Today these Shias, I don't say all again, I repeat, but I can tell you many, many of them, in their lectures, in their writings, they have written so much against Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, against the beloved daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anhu, so much against Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, against Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu anhu. Do we know who Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu? What Umar said on the Farsh, Allah sent from the Arsh. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Nabi alayhi salatu salam are performing tawaf. Obviously they were Baytullah. Sayyidina Umar suggests to Mustafa alayhi salam, Ya Rasulullah, why don't we read salat behind Maqam Ibrahim? Nabi alayhi salam says, no, we have to wait. Allah jalla jalalu reveals the verse, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُسْوَلَّىٰ. You make the place of Maqam Ibrahim behind, you read salat there and you make this a place of salat. So the Umar radiallahu ta'ala who says, make a note of this, my respected mothers, sisters. Surah 33 verse 59. Surah 33 verse 59. Sayyidina Umar told the beloved consorts and wives of Mustafa alayhi salam, you are the mothers of this ummah. We are the strangers. We cannot be looking at you and you cannot be looking at us. Some of the beloved wives of Nabi alayhi salam objected to Sayyidina Umar. Why must you say all these things? Allah said, when Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu warda said, is right. Surah 33 verse 59. Surah 33, Surah Ahzab verse 59. Mothers, sisters, listen to the ayat. Ya ayyuhan nabi, O Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, qul li azwajik, tell your beloved wives, wa banatik, and your beloved daughters. I pause here. The Shia propaganda is this, that Mustafa alayhi salatu salam only had one daughter. Wallahi, they reject this verse of the Quran. They say the one daughter is Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. When I debate with them, I ask them, ye bintun is one daughter, banat is plural. They change the meaning and they say that banat is for ta'azim. It is to show honor and respect to Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. You see how they distort the meaning? They hate the daughters of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam besides Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, whether it is Sayyida Zainab, whether it is Sayyida Ruqayya, whether it is Sayyida Umm Kulthum. Allah Himself is telling you, Surah 33 verse 59, قُلْ لِأَزْوَاجِكْ, tell your beloved wives, وَبَنَاتِكْ, and tell your beloved daughters, وَنِسَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and the believing men, they are women. Tell them what? يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِنْ. They must wear the jilbab. You have to cover yourself with modesty and everything. You have to wear the hijab and the niqab and all. This is Islam. We don't have to apologize to anybody. We don't have to compromise with anybody. This is the laws of Allah. This is the law of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. His daughter Sayyidina Hafsa. Sayyidina Umar was concerned about her because now her marriage, you know, finished up. So he went to Sayyidina Abu Bakr, oh, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, get married to Sayyidina Hafsa, my daughter. They said he'll think about it. He went to Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, said get married. In that period there, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam proposed and they got married. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam married her. Now what happens? You must remember that Sayyidina Abu Bakr comes back to Umar, we are good friends. I know you are upset, you brought and told me about your daughter, but I heard Mustafa alayhi salam speaking of Sayyidina Hafsa, therefore I did not want to propose. Same thing Sayyidina Usman would tell. But these are the virtues, but today people want to question the Imam. Zainab bint Jahsh. Who is Zainab bint Jahsh? Zainab bint Jahsh is that lady. See today, mothers, sisters, a good lesson, good thing Allah put this in my head, this also. Today, the ladies, their son, their daughter getting married, they say, phone the Maulana, phone the Imam sahab, phone the Mufti sahab, phone the Qari sahab, Hafiz sahab, Qutb sahab, and whatever. So they phone everybody. So he say, they make istikhara. They say, oh, Bo Haruchi, istikhara is good. After 6 months, 1 year finished, that merits fail. Now they sway the Mulana, sway the Hafizah, sway the Muftisah. These people are good for nothing and everything. See, take lesson from this incident. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam is there in Makkah Mukarramah, and Zaid, small young boy, and he is growing up also, and he's taken, people start calling him Zaid bin Muhammad, Zaid bin Muhammad. Allah Ta'ala revealed the verse, Surah 33 verse 5. Surah 33 verse 5. That this Zaid is not your biological son, Ya Rasulullah or Mustafa alayhi salam. So, udu'uhum li'abaihim huwa aqsatu indallah. Call them by their own father's name, biological father's name, that is justice by Allah. Now Zaid's name to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got cut off. So now everybody start calling him Zaid bin Haritha. What you think, my mothers and sisters? Did Zaid, was he happy or not so happy? Now his link to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is no more. So the natural response will be, he won't be so happy, he'll be but sad, but it's the Quran, so he accept. On the other side, Nabi alayhi salatu salam calls him, oh Zaid, now you have to get married to Zainab binti Jahsh. Zaid is a person not so handsome, and Zainab binti Jahsh, the paragon of beauty. So initially they said, no. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, I'm telling you, you must get married, finish. We accept Ya Rasulullah. But they were not compatible. After few months, Zaid radiallahu anh gave her talaq. Husband Zaid and Zainab bin Tijash, the wife, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave mashura, everything, and said, well, get married. They got married. Marriage didn't work out. After the iddat, everything, now because she did it for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for Allah's pleasure, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now what happens? Zaid, you did for Allah's sake. See what we do for you. Your link is no more to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Your name is Zaid bin Haritha. But Allah give you ni'm al-badal, a better replacement. فَلَمَّا قَضَى زَيْدٌ مِّنْهَا. The only sahabi, the only companion whose name is mentioned in the noble Quran is Zaid radiallahu anhu. Till day of Qiyamah, no one can read the Quran. Shia, Sunni, anyone. We have to read Zaid's name in the Quran. So Zainab binti Jahsh, she got divorced from Zaid. Allah said, oh Zainab, you are a paragon of beauty, so beautiful. You did for my sake, you heard what Nabi alayhi salam said. So we, Allah says, Zawajnakaha, we have got you married to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zainab binti Jahsh gets married, Allah performs the nikah himself. Can you imagine, mother, sister? Now today, these same Shias, they want to cast aspersion. They want to cast doubt on some of the wives of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I make it very clear here, and I made it clear yesterday in the masjid. Any person who says Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu an, or Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, or Sayyidina Usman radiallahu an, are out of the fold of Islam, they themselves are out of the fold of Islam. Any person who casts aspersion on the chastity, on the piety, on the greatness of Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, or the other Azwaj Mutahharat, the beloved wives of Nabi alayhi salam, such people are rejecting the Quran and they go out of the fold of Islam. So understand, if my mother is so special to me, your mother is so special to you, these are the mothers of the Ummah. So what do we think about them? So understand what we are talking about. So today there is so much propaganda made. People just go to Sheikh Google. Now we got one new Sheikh, his name is Sheikh Google. So Google will tell you some nonsense there. There doesn't Aisha did this, and this one did this, and this one did this. I asked the person today. Listen carefully, mother, sisters, what I'm saying. I told a person in Maiman, because I'm Maiman, and I'll explain to you in English. Koi aingi jamai ke garyu de, din erat, I razi tina. Somebody takes your son-in-law and he sways him day and night, this, this, this. Would you be happy? He said, never. I say, the Shias, This way Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, left, right and center, he is the only person ever from time of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, right till the day of Qiyamah. Not one, but two daughters of Nabi alayhi salam he married, one after the other. It never happened to any personality in the history of mankind that one person marrying two daughters of the same Nabi, one after the other. He married Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu anha, she passed away. Then he married Sayyida Umm Kulthum radiallahu anha, she passed away. Mustafa alayhi salam told him, "Oh Usman, if I had another daughter, I would have given her also to you." You want to sway the Jama'i, you want to sway the son-in-law of Nabi alayhi salam, and then we say we got Iman? When I ask you that if I sway your son-in-law day and night, you're not prepared to accept it. So what you think? One, I ask the person today, ain jo salo, ke koi gariyu diye kare, din e raat hai kabul karna. I am married to Fatima. My wife, Fatima got 10 brothers, they got the whole team, they look for a goalkeeper, they made me the goalkeeper, you know. So number 11, they made me in this type of thing, or number 1, whichever way you want to count. Or the wicketkeeper in cricket and all that. When I was small, I used to play a lot of soccer and cricket and all that, everybody knows that. So we know all these things. So if somebody day and night is swearing my wife's brothers, my wife's brothers, they're swearing. They're swearing your wife's brothers day and night. You will kabul, you will accept it. Anybody will accept it? He said, never. I say the Shias, they sway Amir and Muawiyah radiallahu anhu day and night. They question the man's iman. You know who's Amir and Muawiyah? Amir and Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is the brother-in-law of Mustafa alayhi salam. Umm Habiba radiallahu anha is Amir and Muawiyah radiallahu anhu's sister. So Amir and Muawiyah is the brother, his sister, that is Umm Habiba, her father Abu Sufyan, wallahi al-azim, mothers and sisters. I brought the book from Iran, I showed it to the ulama, I showed it to the brothers yesterday in the masjid. In Iran, every masjid, the big masjid, they have this book and they are swearing, abusing, cursing them. Allahumma al-an Abu Sufyan. Abu Sufyan is the father-in-law of Nabi alayhi salam. Amir Muawiyah is the brother-in-law of Nabi alayhi salam. Because Umm Habiba is the wife of Nabi alayhi salam. So how? What are you doing? But you see, when you start hating, then you start hating so much you don't know what you start talking. And this is the propaganda machine of the Shias. So understand, mothers, sisters, people, when you know who's Amir Muawiyah. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu ruled this ummah from the, and who gave him? Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu abdicated his position and of khilafah, of khalifa, and said, you take over the mantle of leadership of Amir Muawiyah. From the year 41 AH to the year 60, for 20 years approximately, he was khalifa Amirul Mu'mineen. And people want to curse him, people want to question his iman. He is Katibul Wahi. When the Wahi used to come down, there was a group of people, they used to memorize the Quran Sharif, and others used to record it and write it. From that Jamaat and group of who used to write it, go see Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti's Kitab al-Itqan, you will find it there. So mothers, sisters, be very, very careful. When I asked that brother today, what you say? He said, no, I won't allow it. That people swear my father-in-law or brother-in-law. Subhanallah, you want to curse the people. So what you say about that? So mothers, sisters, my time is finished now. They gave me here in Lodium or Erasmia or Pretoria or Chuani or whatever. You know, my tajweed with these new names is not so good, you know. Chuani and Chuani and all that. So anyway, there Polakwani and all this kind of thing. Last 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was in Potchefstroom. They changed the name of Potchefstroom to what? Tokli, I don't know, Toklo or something. No, Potchefstroom. No, not Tokwani. It's some other. So it almost sounds like a Tokolosh, like something. So now, so I don't know all these things, but you know, they finish me up. Jumma I had to make, then after Asr program, then after night program. After night program, Qara past 10, up past 10, must go to the school, go give the matriculants a talk. Then go, by the time we come home, up past 11, go to 12. This morning after Fajr, another masjid program. After that, another program. After that, now this program. So I told my wife, from here, we're going away now. We had enough now. These people making ada and qaza, they finish me up. I'm tired, now I must go retire now. You see, I was old and cold now. So I'm old and cold now, finish and plumb. So I'm done, mother, sisters. My final message to you. Leave all the emotions one side. Ask yourself one question. Tomorrow, I am going to die. I have to stand in front of Almighty Allah. I have to answer to Almighty Allah. I have to stand in front of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, are buried there right next to Nabi alayhi salam. When we start questioning these people's iman, and we start speaking ill of Sahaba, I'm a teacher, I taught for 20 years in Darul, now I'm teaching millions of people with Allah's help, everything, Alhamdulillah. I have a class of 100 students and 90 students every year fail. So what it means? I, as a teacher, am hopeless. Isn't it so? Anybody will say that. Mustafa, Surah Jumu'ah, Surah 62, verse 2. يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ Mustafa alayhi salam had to teach them the Quran and the Sunnah. Mustafa alayhi salam said himself, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ مُعَلِّمًا. What are you saying? All the Sahaba besides 5, 10, they became murtad, they left the fall of Islam. You are saying that they are munafiqeen and hypocrites. The indictment goes straight to Nabi alayhi salam. Do you realize what you're doing? We go out of the fold of Islam by making these kind of statements. Think properly what we are doing. Don't fall prey to the Shias. The Shias are those, they will take your daughter away, make muta with them, their prostitution, and then give divorce to your daughter. How many times this happened? I was in Bosmont 2-3 weeks ago, the Malay area, I delivered Jummah, Khutbah, lecture, everything. The brother came, he said, my sister married a Shia. I was in Cape Town last week, same thing. Pretoria, you get same thing, some places. Let me give you this one last thing and finish. Shias God, and they all believe in this, every Shia. They believe in one thing called Muta, M-U-T-A. Muta is the male and the female, they make a contract verbally or in writing. He will stay with her 1 hour, 2 hours, 10 hours, 5 days, 10 days. The author, Imam Khomeini, we don't call him Imam, he's kafir, as far as we're concerned. They write Imam Khomeini, so I'm using the word here. And they title Tawdihul Masail. I got the book at home, you can come and see it. So Tawdihul Masail is the book written by Khomeini. In there Khomeini wrote, you make mut'a for 1 hour with a lady is permissible. Imagine that is what they want to do to my sister, my daughter, your sister. And you want to compromise with them? You want to must unite with them? Think properly, my dear mothers and sisters. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغِ Our function, our job is to convey the message. Allah give me, Allah give you, give all of us hidayat. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ.
Any question,
brothers, mothers, sisters, you can just send it here, please. Don't make long, long stories now. Keep it short to the topic. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I'm starting here, the questions are here, right? Please make dua for my brother Abdullah Jalalpur, very sick, Jazakallah. We make dua, Almighty Allah, give him Shifai Kamil. Our brother Abdul Samad just now told me his grandson is going for operation now, 11 o'clock. Whenever someone is sick in our family or friends or whoever, 5, 7, 6, 7 prescriptions quickly I give you. Number one is Bukhari Sharif Hadith. You are there and the person is sick, read Surah Fatiha. We all know Surah Fatiha, Alhamdulillah. Read it 7 times and blow on that person. InshaAllah, with Allah's mercy, Allah's help, it will be, Allah will cure him, number one. Number two, we go for Umrah, we go for Hajj and all. Give that person Zamzam water. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam said, Ma hu Zamzama lima shuriba lahu. It's authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. So give that person Zamzam water. Third one, Quran Kareem speaks of honey. Today, you know, the woman, they phone and they say, my husband is a bakhil, he's a kanjus, he does. He don't want to spend. So I tell them, sister, tell your husband, honey, give me some money, you see. So you have to bribe up your husband. And then, inshallah, he'll get soft and he'll give you the whole wallet also. Credit card, debit card, everything. So second, first one is Surah Fatiha. Second one, Zamzam. Third one, Quran Karim says, Fihi shifa'ul linnas. That in honey, there is shifa. Fourth one, Da'u mardakum bisadaqa. Then give out charity. Abdul Samad, I met him now, he's my good friend. So he said about his grants. I said, Abdul Samad, did you give out charity? Now you know his operation. You know your father, mother, brother, sister is ill. Take out the 5 rand, 10 rand, 50 rand, whatever we can afford. Take out one loaf of bread and give somebody. Whatever cash your kind. So number four. Number five, that we must use olives and olive oil. Mishkat Sharif Hadith, Kulu Zayt. Eat the olives. Waddahinu bihi. Take the olive oil. You can read also on it Surah Fatiha and blow, or just take the olive oil and smear it and apply it. فَإِنَّهُ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ. So that is from a blessed tree. Mustafa alayhi salam told us. Then حَبَّةٌ sauda. That is your kulunji. So use it. Nabi alayhi salam said, شِفَا لِكُلِّ دَا. It is shifa for every illness and sickness, إِلَّا السَّام. Except for death. Time for death that you can't do. So see how many things. In Quran and Sunnah you find all these things. Mothers, don't worry, I didn't pass away, I'm still alive here. Maybe you're wondering, they gave me some water to drink, you know. Maybe you thought this step also is gone now, after that one way, you understand? So this type of thing there. So the, okay. Shias give great credence to Imam Mahdi saying, he has bring the original Quran, 17,000 ayahs hidden in a cave. How did their Quran end up in a cave? Excellent question. Now when you speak, sister, I don't know who's writing this, but Allah give you jazai khair. Now when you speak and you want to be, you have to speak rationally. We don't want to fight and argue. Yesterday one person tell me, they in the Q&A, he wants to take a gun and shoot one Shia. I said, no, we don't do all these things. Our function is, we discuss it academically. Now, the greatest book of the Shias is called Al-Kafi. Okay? By Kulaini. And the commentary of it is, the commentary of that book is called Mir'atul Uqul. Mir'atul Uqul is a commentary of Al-Kafi, and Mir'atul Uqul is written by Baqir Majlisi. Baqir Majlisi writes that the original Quran is there by the Mahdi, and he is in the cave Surah Man Ra'a. 1180 years approximately now has passed. When he emerges in Jam Karan, that's the place they say he will come, then he will bring the original Quran that comprises 17,000 verses. Our Quran, which is complete, no addition, no omission. Therefore, those of you who listen to Channel Islam, I tell the rabbi in Israel, you bring for me the original Torah. I tell this Pope, you bring your original Injil and read it for me by heart. There will be no hope for the Pope. So you must remember this thing. So remember this thing. Now the question you are asking, how did it come about? They say that Hazrat Ali, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anhumah, they were writing the Quran, but there were things that were written against the Sahaba, there were things written against the people, so they hid it, and then it went from Imam to Imam to Imam, and nigh to the last Imam. Now can we believe a story like this? Fairy tale fabrication, total nonsense. So this is all the fairy tales they feed their people. What is the basis for their choosing of Imam Mahdi? Very good question. We, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, say the greatest personalities to come to this earth are prophets and messengers, alayhimus salam. We human beings, we have elections. Today, Saturday, is elections in Pakistan. June 14th is elections in Iran. So you must remember that. For leaders, prime ministers, presidents, we have election. For prophets and messengers, there is selection. Not election, there is selection. Who does the selection? Allah Jalla Jalaluhu himself. Allahu alam wa haythu yaj'alu risalata. Allahu yastafi min al-malaikati rusulu wa min al-nas. Clearly enshrined in the Quran. Allah selects whomsoever he wants. So we believe the greatest personalities to come to this earth were the Anbiya, prophets and messengers. And among them there are different ranks, and the greatest Nabi is Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Now thereafter, first Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the other prophets, and then come the Sahaba, then come Tabi'in, then come the Awliyaullah and everybody. Now that is our system. Shia system, listen carefully, mother sisters. I can prove all this from their books. From their books. I have to thank Allah every day for taking me to Iran. I went there, some books they gave me, some books I bought, but today I can speak with much more conviction because it's your books. You wrote it. It's not our propaganda. They write that first comes Nabi, after Almighty Allah, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then second comes all the 12 Imams. Then come the other prophets. So you know what that means? Then Hazrat Ali radiallahu an, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu an, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu an, Imam Baqir, Imam Zainul Abidin, Imam Baqir, Imam Jafar, Imam Ali, whatever. They are greater than Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah forbid. They are greater than Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Allah forbid. They are greater than Nabi Isa, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. Can you accept a story like that? Totally rejected. Each one is the son of the one in front. So first Sayyidina Ali, then his son Sayyidina Hassan, then the other son Imam Hussein, then Imam Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's son, Imam Zainul Abidin, then his son Imam Baqir, Imam Baqir's son Imam Jafar, it carries on. Then the 11th Imam, Imam Hassan Askari, and then his son is the Mahdi. So that is how they concocted this. So you must remember this, mothers and sisters, we reject it totally. Okay. Regarding Zaydi, can you marry for them? Can you attend their janazah? If you are sure, 100% sure, then remember, now let me turn the question around. Do we say every Shia is a kafir? No. We say 90%, 95%, the overwhelming majority are under the fold of Islam. But Zaydi Shias, we say they are Muslim. Now you ask the question, can you marry them? If I ask you a question, sister, that you know you are eating, right? And now suddenly you had to cough, you had to sneeze, something came out from your nose and fell in the food or whatever. Is it permissible to eat it or is it haram to eat it? What you will say? It's permissible. But will you eat it? No. You won't eat it, I won't eat it. So if you are asking me that should we marry Zaydi, I tell you no. Because we sometimes can get mixed up with their taqiyya. Because Shias are people, are masters of, you must remember, taqiyya, hiding and so forth. Can you allow, attend their janazah? If the person died as a Zaydi and the people, you can attend the janazah. But if it is the other Shia, no. But marriage, I will not advise you. Remember that. How do you protect yourself from the infiltration of the Shias in our community? You Jazakallah, sisters, excellent question. What you need to do is this, start ta'aleem in your house. Number one, you as a mother. My Nanima, my mother's mother, Allah bless her, give her Jannatul Firdaus, she passed away 27th night in Ramadan. She passed away. There were no madrasas and darulums and all these kind of things. But she knew about Islam, subhanallah. She used to come to our house, you know, Nanima came. We would sit on the floor and say, Nanima, tell us a story. Nanima tells her, was it Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimahullah. She tell us of Imam Abu Hanifa. She tell us about Imam Bukhari. I don't know from where, certain stories she told us, till today I can't find a reference. I don't know from where she got the story. Whether it was authentic or not authentic is not the issue. What she did, Allah bless our Nanima and them, my mother, all of them, what they did, they brought the love of Islam in our heart. Now that is your function. Al-Ummu al-Madrasatul Ula. The mother, in Arabic we have a saying, the mother is the first madrasa. Now the mother, whole day you're watching Hollywood, Bollywood, the child you put him by the cartoons, all these things. Yeah. So that is where the whole problem, the rot sets in. So mother, you must be in wudu, you are breastfeeding, you are reading Surah Yasin, you are reading Quran, you are making ta'aleem. I used to see my mother so many times. She used to stay by me, so my mother-in-law, she was blind, last 5 years. I'm telling you, she got 10 sons. I told Fatima, leave everybody, you tell your mother that she must come stay with us. I used to call her Masi, they speak Gujarati. I ask Masi, Masi, I'm Mehman, you always say Mehman, but it's Gujarati. So this, I don't know how that works, you understand? So this time I was in there. So somebody asked me about me, then who you are? I say, I'm 100% Pakka Mehman. They say, Fatima, I say, assorted buskers. You understand? Then this time I was thinking. So this, because they say they're Mehman, but they speak Gujarati. So my mother-in-law, same thing. She passed away in my house with Allah's help. So why I'm telling you this? I told Fatima, you are the only daughter. No one can take care of your mother. She's blind. I got no problem. I should tell her, Masi, you must pay me rent every day. She say, how much beta or whatever? I say, you must read 2 rakat salat for me every day. So that is this big, you know, kali-kali contract. So she used to get so happy. So take the du'as of these people. When you teach your child from small, all these things there, create the love for Islam. Now we want to create enmity for Sahaba. We want to create enmity for the great people. How can work like that? So that is how you have to. Then our students who are going to school, to university, it is not the ostrich for policy, we just know. Tell them to meet the ulama, attend the ulama, take advice from the ulama. That is how you will. Otherwise, there will be problems. Let me be honest about this.
Last question or is it?
No, it's last one.
Okay, last one now. Can all ulama in an institute be regarded Shia when the ulama teaching are not Shia according to their word? They're actually asking why I am questioning the imam. Imam or not imam? Let me read this question. I'm a bit hazy with this. I don't understand the question first. Can all ulama in an institution or institute be regarded as Shia when the ulama teaching are not Shia according to their word? So meaning that when you ask these teachers, they say they are not Shia. But can you now regard them? If they say they're not Shia, then they're not Shia. But then we must see that are they sympathetic to Shia? That's another issue we have. That once you start having sympathy with them, you say, no, they're also speaking the right. See, yesterday I gave lecture. And I say this on the radio, in front of me, there's 300, 500 people. In a radio, 1,000, millions of people. So with Allah's help, I say, if Israel or anybody attacks Iran or attacks Hezbollah, Hezbollah is Shia, Iran is Shia majority, we will support Iran, we will support Hezbollah. You see? So the politics, that is not sympathy, because we have to look at Muslim life, there are 100,000 Muslims still there and all these kind of things. So when these ulama, I don't know who you're talking of, I'm giving an example. If they are sympathetic to the Shia, and they say Khomeini was good, or this one was good, and this, and all these kind of things, they might not be Shia, but they are sympathetic to the Shias, then remember, I'll never advise you to study by them, because they will infiltrate your thought process. And it will be done very, very discreetly. There was an imam, he's called Ibn Sirin. Ibn Sirin was Imamu Ta'bir al-Ru'ya, the imam of the master, or the master of interpreting dreams. Quickly, I'll tell you 2 stories about him. So he said, "Unzuru amman ta'khuduna deenakum." Watch out from who you take your deen. Watch out from who you take your deen. See, quickly, I'm finished now, I'm tired also. So mothers and sisters, a lady came and she told Ibn Sirin, last night I saw in a dream that the human beings are touching me and the animals are touching me. You are the imam, a master. He said, you never saw this dream, go away. Then came back. He said, oh imam, it's true, I didn't see the dream. Harun Rashid, the Khalifa, his wife, Zubaydah, she saw the dream. And she saw the animals touching her and the human beings, and she was very, very, you know, worried. What is all this and what? He told, the dream seemed very bad. Imagine strange men all touching you on your body and this and all. And animals. He said, Ibn Sirin, go tell Zubaydah, she will do certain action that human beings will benefit and the animals will benefit. Subhanallah, today when you go from Arafat, Muzdalifah back to Makkah, whenever we go Ziyarat, I show the people, they tell today, that Nahar, the stream of Zubaydah, is still there, till today. The government there, you know, they renovated it and everything. She dug up a borehole, well, made water irrigation system. You know, Makkah shortage of water many times besides Zamzam. So she made it. So human beings benefit, animals benefit. Another person saw a dream, And he saw the president, prime minister, the kings, all of them coming to the house. So they went to Ibn Sirin. What it means? Ibn Sirin said, empty the house, quick, quick, go out all of you. So don't ask questions. They took everything out, lo and behold, after half an hour, 1 hour, the whole house fell down. Then how you knew? He said, Allah says, إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرِيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا. When you see kings and rulers coming in a place, they're going to make more mischief and upside down things. So what is the dream and what is the interpretation? So these are the type of people. Remember, be very careful. If people are Shia, you can't be studying by them. If they are sympathetic to the Shias, then also I'll advise you that you should not study by them. My last and final message to you, mothers, sisters, for our beloved daughters, sisters, learn this dua. Surah 3, verse 8. Surah 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 8. Rabbana, O our beloved Allah, لا تزيغ قلوبنا. Do not let our hearts get deviated. بعد هدايتنا. After you gave us guidance. You put the nur of iman in our heart, Ya Allah. We think the highest of the Sahaba after prophets and messengers. وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. Oh Allah, grant us on your side the special mercy to envelope us. You know, see quickly, I give you something. First Ramadan, the year 20th year after Hijrah. Amr bin Asr, this is the oldest masjid in the continent of Africa. The oldest masjid in the continent of Africa. When you go to Cairo, we just want to go there to the pyramids and this and that, and run around and come back. Go and visit Masjid Amr bin As. First Ramadan, 20th year after the Hijrah, and he conquered Egypt, and the 70-80 Sahaba, they stood there, they made Mashura, calculated, worked out the direction of the Qibla. So that is the Fatih Misr, the conqueror of Egypt. His son, Abdullah bin Amr bin As. He's also Sahabi. So radiallahu anhu. Abdullah bin Amr bin As. Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhu, when he used to go and perform tawaf, you know tawaf is 7 rounds. All 7 rounds, he read the one dua. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِيْقُ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. Because this iman is the greatest thing. We lose that, we lost everything. Finish. So mothers, sisters, make that special dua. Ya Allah, keep us steadfast. Ya Allah, take us away. And we still belong to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And if we don't do that, then remember, Allah alone knows what will happen. Jazakallah khair to our brother Naheem Patel and our brother Ziyad and all of you. I don't know your names, but Allah knows your name. You sisters, and every time we go anywhere, you know, they finish us up. Eat ye, drink ye. So my wife is fed up with me now. She say everywhere we go, we are getting more and more fat also, you know, so this type of thing. That's why I wear the big jubba and the big kurta. It camouflage everything. You understand? So on behalf of my wife, on behalf of myself, Jazakallah khair, you want to hear all about our trip to Chuani, Pretoria, Lordium, Erasmia. You tune in, inshallah, 2 o'clock. To General Islam, inshallah, on Monday, Mappas 1 to 2, every day I have tafsir, we busy with Surah Yasin. See, it's all Allah's. I never even dreamt about it. One day I've been radio. 15th of January 2001, I came to Lens. So they came in there, they told me that no, you must fix up your house, all that. I said, yeah, it's fine. So 22nd January 2001, I started. They tell me, our directors, there's the studio that we were in Lens with them. Go and start the program. I should teach students, you know. I don't know what radio, what is going on. They say, we haven't got time. Whole day Nazams are playing, people are swearing us and things. I went in the studio, made dua, all that. I think I read two rakat namaz, but I know I made dua, Ya Allah. And I started 22nd January 2001. First tafsir on the radio, 2001. 22nd January was a Monday. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم 2009 with Allah's help, everything Allah, not we finished the whole Quran Kareem. 2009 on air. So then I start again because people now big demand with Allah's help, way and way people. So mashallah, we started again in 2009. Now it's 2013, so now we're in Surah Yasin from start with Allah's help. So you see, mothers, sisters, so upwards 1 to 2 we have tafsir every day, Monday to Thursday, Monday to Friday, and two to upwards 2, then every day I have different. Monday I have report back, Tuesday I have du'as, Wednesday is live Q&A, whatever. Thursday is, you know, fiqh according to the four schools, and Friday is hadith. So that is the program. So you can listen to it, inshallah, that what we did, all these type of things. But main thing, we must, whenever we finish anything, we beg Allah for acceptance. So Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. We make short dua, mothers, sisters, inshallah, jazakallah khair. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala ashrafil anbiya wa mursaleen, sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر المجاهد المستضعفين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين. اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين. اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. سلام على المرسلين. الحمد لله. جزاك الله.